Today, a director of one of the National Institutes of Health gave a news conference. It was to update the condition of the first Dallas nurse diagnosed with Ebola. She's now being treated in a special NIH unit in Maryland. Anthony Fauci explained she's in fair and stable condition. Before the press conference was over, though, he had to answer a familiar question. What about the possibility that Ebola could spread through the air?
There is no evidence whatsoever that this virus is airborne transmitted. Everything we know about this virus is that it is direct contact with bodily fluids.
But as NPR's Nell Greenfield Boyce reports, despite answers like that, the fear of airborne Ebola isn't going away.
President Obama spoke reassuring words last night.
This is not an airborne disease. It is not easy to catch.
And he said them the day before, too.
It is not like the flu. It is not airborne.
This gets said over and over. It's backed up by epidemiological studies of past outbreaks. Yet the possibility of Ebola spreading through the air keeps being raised. At a hearing yesterday, lawmakers grilled Tom Frieden, the director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Republican Congresswoman Renee Elmers is from North Carolina.
You've already said a couple of times that you don't believe that this is airborne.
And yet, she said, the two nurses got sick.
They followed precautions, I am sure, and now we're having this conversation, and I'm very concerned about that.
Frieden responded that the investigation is ongoing, but the nurses treated the Ebola patient when his vomit and diarrhea contained a lot of virus. When government officials say this is not airborne, what they're really trying to tell the public is don't worry about catching this virus in the course of your normal daily activities.
I think that what they're trying to convey with the idea that it's not airborne is that you likely need to be relatively close to the person where there are some bodily fluids present.
Rachel Jones studies infectious disease transmission at the University of Illinois at Chicago. She says if someone down the hall from you had Ebola and threw up vomit that contains the virus,
those particles are not going to travel hundreds of feet or hundreds of meters to cause an infection.
But what if you're a nurse or a family member getting very close to someone who has a lot of symptoms, which is when people with Ebola are most contagious? Jones says droplets of body fluid could potentially travel through the air for short distances.
So that would be like if you vomit, there are projectile droplets that could spray up and deposit on your face.
And she says there's reason to be concerned that an Ebola patient might produce even smaller droplets that someone in close quarters could inhale and get sick from during medical procedures, like putting in a breathing tube.
A lot of these medical processes that healthcare workers perform produce small aerosols.
She thinks this needs to be considered when protecting healthcare workers. But it's not a concern for the public.
There is not epidemiological evidence that kind of community-based exposure, such as being at a shopping mall or walking down the street or riding a bus, is associated with disease transmission.
Still, what if the Ebola virus mutates? That's another fear that keeps surfacing. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Martin Dempsey, spoke about that on CNN this week.
I'm worried about it because we know so little about it. You know, you'll hear different people describe whether it could become airborne.
Scientists can't absolutely rule out that mutations might change how the virus spreads, but this seems unlikely. Alan Smalljohn is a virologist at the University of Maryland School of Medicine.
The chances of that is very low, probably in the range of, you know, winning the multi-state lottery.
On Capitol Hill, the CDC's Tom Frieden said his team has been on the lookout for any significant genetic mutations.
What we have seen is very little change in the virus. We don't think it is spreading by any different way.
Chances are that's not the last time he'll have to say that. Nell Greenfield Boyce, NPR News.